You're listening to SBS News.
Ravina Shamdasani from the United Nations Human Rights Office says at least 18 people have been killed in Myanmar protests.
Sure, yes. Well, we have received credible information suggesting that at least 18 people have died just today due to the use of live ammunition by the military in Myanmar. And this is across several different cities in Myanmar. We've also documented at least 30 people injured, and the numbers are going up as we speak. And we do understand that some of these people are in critical condition, so we fear that the death toll may rise further.
Myanmar's military is battling to contain a growing street movement, demanding it surrender power back to and release leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The man appointed as envoy to the United Nations by a committee of elected members of Myanmar's ousted parliament has condemned the death of 18 protesters. Dr. Sasa, who is only known by the single name, says the actions of the military are deplorable.
They have declared the war against the people of Myanmar. And now the whole world must understand this nature of these dictators, illegal regimes, that they have terrorizing. They are like terrorist group now. They are terrorists within the state. State sponsored terrorists. They are terrorizing the people of Myanmar. It's very, very simple.
Mr. Shamdasani fears the situation in Myanmar will get deadlier.
What we have been seeing over the past month is the number of demonstrations increasing, a lot of courage and a lot of determination from, you know, various sectors of society. And we're also seeing, correspondingly, a large number of arrests. So as of today, we've documented at least 1,000 arrests of people who have been arbitrarily detained. And we're talking here about doctors, medical workers, teachers, activists, opposition politicians. This is a military that has a record of carrying out human rights violations with impunity, with a real lack of accountability. So we are concerned at the potential for this to get even deadlier.
European Union Diplomatic Chief Josep Borrell says more sanctions will be imposed on Myanmar. European ministers have already agreed on sanctions against Myanmar's military over the coup and have decided to withhold some development aid. Mr. Borrell says the details on further sanctions will be finalised in coming days. In a statement, the Australian Embassy in Myanmar said,
"We are deeply concerned by the recent loss of lives in Myanmar and extend our condolences to the bereaved families. The escalating violence against peaceful protesters is unacceptable. We strongly urge Myanmar security forces to refrain from using lethal force against civilians."
International students in Australia who have participated in anti-military rallies have urged the federal government to offer asylum to temporary visa holders from Myanmar. The Office of UN Human Rights Chief, Michelle Bachelet, also reiterated a call for the immediate release of those arbitrarily detained, including members of the elected government. Aung San Suu Kyi is to appear in court after being charged with violating a natural disaster management law by breaching COVID-19 restrictions and illegally importing walkie-talkies. She could remain detained indefinitely and face up to 6 years in prison if convicted. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.